Ghosts and ghouls return to haunt the Legion in Turner Valley this week. After a two-year hiatus, the basement of the Legion, at 121 Sunset Boulevard, will once again transform into a spook house for a few days of frightening Halloween fun from October 26 to 31. Horror movie madness is the theme this year. Melanie McKee, a longtime spook house volunteer, said horror movie madness represents 13 different horror movies spanning several decades. Titles like The Shining, Poltergeist, It, and I Am Legend are some of the freaky films being represented. A great deal of creativity went into designing the rooms, McKee said. They have also stepped things up by adding technology this year, but people will have to see for themselves what it is. I don't want to give it away, she said. Those looking for a Halloween thrill, the spook house is the place to be. It's an extreme scare, she said. Our reputation is pretty terrifying. It's dark, it's loud, there's things in your face, there's things behind you. A no-scare hour from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. each night allows people to go through and look at the sets in a more relaxed atmosphere, without the scares. Admission is $10 for ages 14 and up, $5 for children, and free for kids 6 and under. The horror movie Madness Spook House runs from October 26 to 31 and is open from 6 to 10 p.m., except for October 31 when it is open until 11 p.m. Created and run by volunteers, the Spook House raises money for the Legion, and this will be its 16th year putting the fright into Foothills County residents. Everybody picks the room, picks what movie they want to do, does all the design, and their costume, McKee said. It is an amazing group of multi-generational volunteers, she said. We have little ones all the way to seniors that are participating in it, McKee added. It's really amazing to see everybody work together like that. Hundreds and hundreds of volunteer hours go into making the spook house a reality, starting in early September, and McKee said the community support is amazing every year. On a typical year, about 1,800 people go through the door, she said,